to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode 336 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good friend Sean Orford. How are you, Seanie?
I'm stunning and amazing and incredible.
Winter has arrived, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's awful. The rain. I hate it.
It's grim. It's wet. It's wild. Yeah. It's fresh.
Lots of people say, oh, no, I love the winter because it's like it's the log fires and that kind of stuff. And I get that.
But it's the rain.
It's the rain. And I feel so sorry for people in the UK at the moment that are being flooded out.
Oh, well.
Yorkshire. I mean, there's one guy on the radio this morning. His fields are under 10 feet of water.
Wow.
10 feet, that's huge, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's only the start of the season, really, isn't it? But, yeah, it's grim.
They finished the news broadcast by saying, and there will be more rain today.
So, there will, anyway, day by day. But stay safe out there, folks.
Yeah.
We're talking about bullying today, aren't we? Because it is National Bullying Week in the UK.
Have you got your odd socks on?
I haven't actually, no. We'll talk about what we've just learnt about why my kids at my school were encouraged to wear odd socks yesterday, but we forgot and didn't put them in odd socks. Never mind. We'll come on to that shortly. Liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. Take a look at that for all the show notes and links. Sean's written a blog post to accompany this episode.
I have.
Yeah, and you can get some free meditation files as well. Can you not? If you subscribe to our mailing list, pretty cool. What have you been up to this week, Sean?
What have I been up to this week? I've been doing a massive amount of work in the Middle East.
It's all right, yeah, I'm just checking the levels there. We're a bit low.
Yeah, a massive amount of work in the Middle East.
Remotely.
And, lots of changes going on over there. And that's really funny, because we're all moaning about how cold it is. And over there, they're going, oh, really, really cold. Went down to 21 degrees last week.
Oh, it's all relative, though. If you're used to 40, 45, then 20 is pretty chilly.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah. But, hey, you're going out there again soon, aren't you?
A couple of weeks. I should be back in the warm.
Mm-hmm. If it's 22, that's a very pleasant temperature.
That's been able to go for a run temperature.
You should go outside. Yeah. Imagine, flipping heck, you can go and see some of the sights. Are there any in Qatar, Doha?
Yeah, good things to go and see.
Yeah.
Good museums. And the Bellagio Mall is like Venice.
Right.
It's got canals inside. And
very nice. I had a cool day on Sunday. I went to TEDx Liverpool. So you've heard of TED Talks, and you're into dear listeners, you know what TED Talks are, because you're into self-help stuff.
Yeah.
They do TEDx events, which is basically regional things that anyone can organise, you know, as long as you stick to certain parameters of how you run a TED event. But anyway, TEDx Liverpool's been going for a while, and I went again the first time in about 4 or 5 years over at the conference centre, and it was a fabulous day out, man. It was cool. Learned loads.
Very good, yeah.
9 or 10 speakers.
Yeah,
made loads of notes.
And the good thing about TED Talks is they're short but hard hitting.
Mm.
You know, you get a whack of like, wow.
Yeah. It's too much for me to even say what my highlights were, but it's just nice to have a little day of just learning stuff and being around cool people. Not that I don't usually spend my time hanging around cool people. But
Rob and I went to see Eddie Izzard last Friday.
Oh yeah,
and that was fun in Manchester at the Apollo.
Is he still doing his thing? Still on form?
Yeah, he's talking about standing for Parliament.
Wow.
He wants to be the first transgender politician, going dressed as a lady.
Wow.
Which is what he was dressed as far from the performance.
Very nice. Yeah. Should we actually talk about our topic for the week?
Yeah.
So it's National Bullying or Anti-Bullying Week. Yeah, it's not a week where you're supposed to be.
So how can we learn
Anti-Bullying Week in the UK? As I found out with some letters that were coming home from school from my little lad. And yesterday on Tuesday, the 12th, the kids were encouraged to wear odd socks to kind of celebrate what makes us unique.
And do you think that that is an example, because if kids did come in odd socks, they might get bullied for wearing odd socks? And
they might do, yeah. Or what they wear, or how they act, you know. Yeah. What does your typical bully pick up on, or why do they pick on certain people? Because they stand out, or they look a bit different, or they detect weakness.
I found the other day, I think I might have said this actually on a previous podcast, but it was a couple of months ago. I got up and got dressed in the dark, went out to do some stuff, and I'm actually in a client's house talking to a client, and I looked down and I had odd shoes on.
Oh, wow.
They were both brown. They were slip-ons.
Did they proceed to bully you? Or take them
No. I just kind of moved my feet out the way so they couldn't be seen.
I've seen that once before, yeah. A client of mine I went to see, and I looked down and went to say goodbye to him. Yeah, he had actually different coloured, one black and one brown.
And was that deliberate?
No, it wasn't at all. He got dressed early in the morning and didn't want to turn the light on to wake his partner. And got out in odd socks. No, odd shoes, sorry, odd shoes.
I think that what you have to do is you have to pretend that it's deliberate.
Yeah.
So you get away with it, do you? I mean,
yeah, very funny. But typically bullying and bullying talk we'll talk about will centre around kids at school and how we as kids, or as parents even, prepare our kids for bullies or what to do. But bullying can take many forms, and it doesn't necessarily just... It's not just confined to...
I reckon in occupational health, over 50% of the people that visit occupational health are visiting because of bullying in the workplace.
Really?
You know, insensitive managers, insensitive colleagues, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And I think bullying is alive and well. I don't think it is in any way, you know, that it's at school and then it disappears. I think school is the training ground where you learn the skills of being a bully.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is watch Parliament to see a bunch of kids really shouting and screaming at each other and actually being quite bullying and quite negative with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and quite nasty, you know. And then we have all the issues then of politicians being threatened, having death threats. And a lot of women decided don't want to run.
Not standing at all. Yeah, which ain't cool. But I mean, do we learn to be bullies at school? Is that where we learn?
Well, I think that most bullies, it starts at home. And they're learning from observing a parent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
And then it goes from there. So either they take on the characteristics of the bully, or in my case, my father was the bully and I became the victim, which then made me ideal material for people at school to bully me. So in primary school, I was bullied. But by the time I went to the secondary school, the first day I was there, someone stole my cap and I hit them so hard over the head with hospitals have stitches. Mm. The cane, so I got the cane on my first day at school from the deputy head. Best thing I ever did. Yeah. Again, after there were a couple of times when I had to kind of explain to people their error of their ways, but
yeah,
generally people left me alone. Yeah.
I take it. I haven't delved too deep into kind of the bullying websites and anti-bullying websites. I'm taking it that violence against bullies isn't the advice.
I think that the issue is that when you have bullying behaviour, there's two kinds of bullies. There's the kind of bully who is a bully, who if you stand up to them, they will back down. And then there's the kind of bully who's a psychopath, and if you stand up to them, they might kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know the difference when you're dealing with it, when you're working with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when this guy whipped your cap off you, did you make a quick judgment as to whether or not you were like...
No, I just hit him as hard as I could. Yeah, I was determined. It was like the worm turned when I was 11. I wasn't going to be bullied anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, but that also meant that I went back and I confronted my father as well. And from there on, our relationship just dived down the pan, which is why I left home at 15. It got worse and worse.
Because he realised he couldn't get away with what you've been doing for
I wasn't prepared to put up with it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, yeah. But you turned out all right, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I don't bully many people. Every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, my experiences at school in particular, you know, I was always the smallest in the class right through school. And my lads are now as well. And I was on a school trip last week with my eldest. helping out. And a lot of his mates were kept asking me, why is William so small? Why is William so small with Will next to me? And he's obviously got quite good at just batting it away now. And just like, he kind of giving me funny looks and laughing. Because so, I think they were saying it jokingly. But I asked him when I got home, are they always saying that? They're always asking you how small you are. And they're like, yeah, but they're just idiots, Dad. Don't worry. I think it was a kind of a jokey thing they were doing. And he's quite a popular lad in his class, I think.
I mean,
you, I had the exact same thing when I was at school.
You and I are similar heights, though, aren't we? Oh. It's like that sense of being the smallest. And my mother, because I was shorter than my sisters, you know? And my mother used to say to me, "Don't worry, all good things come in little parcels." It was that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, little people can do big things, can't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not too worried about Will and his height and Jacob, because, yeah, they're just going to be... In some ways, I think it can be quite character-building, you know.
Yeah, I guess if you've got to learn to survive, you learn more skills, don't you?
Yeah. There's loads of advice on that we're going to link to antibullyingalliance.org.uk. I'm not sure if they're the guys that actually run this national week. And then there's loads of stuff on Childline as well. But we're moving more into... away from schools and youth, young stuff, into workplace bullying. What's your experience of that?
Huge.
Having worked in some big organisations?
Very, very, very big. One of the problems in our public sector particularly is that if you've got a bully in your team and the way that the thing's constructed, you can't get rid of them. The easiest way to get rid of them out of your team is to promote them. So what we tend to get, especially in the public sector, is that the people with the worst behaviour get promoted and they go up the greasy pole and end up with more and more power.
Uh-oh.
and become worse and worse bullies. And I see that a lot in organisations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really relate to that stuff. I do see it because, you know, I'm a freelancer basically working on my own.
Yeah.
And I tend to work with quite small companies anyway, which is quite deliberate because you can be a bit more agile and they're just more fun. But yeah, getting into bigger departments, which I'm starting to do at the moment with my other stuff. I'm not saying I'm seeing signs of bullying, but yeah, that whole chain of command that you go through when you're trying to get to the right decision maker.
But the thing that's interesting for me is that bullying is more prevalent in the public sector than the private sector, because if a manager is that bad a bully in the private sector, they start to affect the bottom line. Production goes down, staff get disengaged, and you start to hit the profit line.
Taking time off through illness or stress, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and when that happens, it sticks out on the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So you can see. Whereas if you're in the public sector where there is no production, it's a service, you can't measure it in the same way.
Okay.
You have to find other ways of measuring it.
With a grown-up bully, how do you begin to unravel that? In the public sector, let's say, for example, how there must come a point where it needs to be addressed. And is that when someone like you comes in from outside?
Well, it depends.
How do you stand up to them?
Sometimes the bully has been appointed by a bully and they're replicating the culture. So one of the problems I have with organisations, I'm forever saying to them, when you want to change, you have to change from the top down, and there's one that's changed from the bottom up.
Right.
Yeah. If you're going to stop bullying in an organisation, you have to start with the chief exec and work your way down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happens if the chief exec is a bully?
Then it's a waste of time. don't bother. You know.
Is it possible to turn a bully into a nice human being? Or in fact, many bullies may be very pleasant human beings, but just in certain situations they know how to turn it on and off.
Well, I have come across situations where you get a man in the workplace who is an appalling bully, a horrible person to be with, and then when you go into his home situation, he's actually being bullied and dominated by his wife. Yeah, so at home he's like this victim, and it's almost like to get his own back he's going to go out in the world, and I've come across that quite a few times.
And then you meet the wife and you figure out where she's got it from, and she's got it from her parents, or maybe she's been bullied at work.
Yeah.
And then you keep going on and on.
It's that thing about it's never that we are the way that we are. It's like we're the way that we've learned to be. And once you get your head around that and you can start to look at it, where you can learn to be different. Anybody can if they want to. And the key to learning anything is you have to have insight. If you don't have insight, it's a waste of time. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have just a little bit of insight, it doesn't have to be massive, But have you got enough insight to realise that you need to change? Because the options from there, if I say to someone in the workplace, do you realise your team's scared of you? And if they go, oh my God, no, then you can work with them. If they just smile and go, okay, yeah, then you know, psychopath, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people try. People get so frustrated and angry trying to change someone who can't change.
Yeah. Do you get angry and frustrated trying to change them?
No. I will go to the management and I'll say, there's nothing you can do with this person. The option is either you put them in a position where they can't damage anybody, you get rid of them, or you put up with what you got. What do you want to do?
Or you promote them.
No.
Do not promote this person.
But if you look at people in British politics at the moment, at the top end, you have a bullying culture.
Mm-hmm. You know? Is that just the way our parliament is set up and our politics? First past the post, it's very much winner takes all, isn't it?
I wonder if we did have a proportional representation, whether it would be different.
It would be nice to see, wouldn't it? We might even be forced into that if we get another hung parliament come December. We might.
It's interesting times, isn't it?
Trying to figure out, what's going to happen, what we would like to happen and what actually will happen. On December the 12th, 13th.
Yeah. But it's one of the problems with this whole kind of bullying concept is that if you look at the Brexit thing, all the people that voted to get out can now feel that they're being bullied by the people that want to remain, and the people that want to remain can feel that they're being bullied by the people that want to get out.
There's not much room for compromise there, because no one's willing to...
Bullying's in the eye of the beholder, maybe.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Blimey.
I mean, what would you do if someone was bullying you now?
That's a good question, actually, because the advice we give to kids, from what I've seen and read and been sent letters home, is that, you know, you go tell the teacher. The advice is not to whack them round the head with a briefcase, I'm afraid. Sorry to tell you. If I was bullying right now, I could have a client, potentially, that could be bullying me. I'm in quite a unique position workplace-wise where I can get rid of people that I don't want to hang around with. So I've got a client that I'm working with and I realise that they're having a negative impact on my well-being. I just politely, I might let them go, or I might say, oh, sorry, I've got too busy. I'm going to have to decline any further work, give this guy a call, he's pretty good at what I do. So I can get rid of people.
Go and bully him instead.
Go bully this fella instead. Or this girl. you knew it would come back to cycling at some point, but it took me a while to realise. But like being one of the less than 1% of people that gets around by bike in our wonderful Wirral is giving me an insight into bullying, because every time I go out on my bike, which is every day, something will happen where my life is put at risk to, one degree or another. And it kind of took me a while to realise, but it feels like I'm being bullied every day, because not everyone, obviously, it's a small percentage of drivers, but enough so that every day I will have an incident where I'm made to feel like I'm not welcome in the place that I live. And my response to that eventually has been to get cameraed up and report loads of stuff to the police. So I'm Merseyside's most prolific reporter of poor driving to the police.
Do they welcome you? Do they go, oh God, it's him again?
I think they do welcome me. I did a talk with them last week at an AGM, because I've kind of helped them build their system up, and they're actually going to be hiring more people too, because they're expecting a deluge of dash cam footage in the years ahead as everyone starts to drive around with cameras on their cars. So they've kind of been using me as a bit of a guinea pig in terms of how I report and upload and all that stuff. So I think I've been quite helpful.
I wonder how long it's going to be before, as part of your insurance, they expect you to have a dash cam in your car anyway.
Yeah, I think it would be quite helpful from everyone's perspective.
But it takes all the argument out, doesn't it? Yeah. I said, he said, she said.
Yeah. So last week I had an incident where I was riding up a hill on my way home from work. There was parked cars either side of this fairly narrow road. And I'm riding, door's width away from the parked cars in case one flings open. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to ride too close. And there was no way for this van driver to get through, and he came up behind me really fast and then hung, tailgated me all the way up this hill. And there was a brief moment where there was a a space of two cars length where I could have pulled in, but I chose not to because by the time I pulled in, I've got to pull out again, and he might not have got around me by then. So I decided to go straight on, and he obviously did not like that one little bit. And he started beeping the horn, beep 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 beep, and then finally I pulled over and he went his own way. There was a brief exchange of hand signals and hand gestures.
You mean you waved at him?
Yeah. And he said something out of his window. I couldn't make it out. Anyway, reported to the police. Rather than getting angry or going back and turning around or stopping and having it out with him, I thought, this guy's a bully. I'm just going to let the authorities know. And, yeah, they reviewed the footage, and sure enough, they thought it was unacceptable. They actually used the word bullying in their reply back to me. We think that's inconsiderate bullying driving. We're going to send him a letter of intended prosecution, so he's going to get fine or points, or he's going to have to go on a course. Or if he wants to argue it with me in court, then he can, and I would love to argue it with
but
him.
But have you got the footage?
Of course, yeah. So, got the whole thing.
And that's the point, is once you've got the footage, there's no argument,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I know, it's weird. So.
And is your footage, is it audio as well, or just video?
It is, yeah. You can't. The rear one doesn't. I mean, you can hear engines revving, but yeah, you can hear me talking and saying, "What's this guy doing? Blooming heck," and all that.
Talking to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my recent experience of bullying. Really, my eventual thing to do has been to camera up and just start recording it all in the event that I need to let the authorities know, which happens quite a lot. Anyway, but, and I've found that quite therapeutic.
Hmm.
So for other forms of bullying. Letting the authorities know or going telling your boss might not always be the appropriate thing.
Hmm.
You've got to, I guess, assess the situation. You know, cyberbullying these days is a big thing, apparently.
Yep. Yep.
Through all forms.
Yep.
Especially, and I feel really lucky that I'm just that generation that missed out on having Facebook at school.
Yeah.
I'm quite glad I didn't, because there'd be a certain pressure to be in certain, you know, be friends with someone on Facebook or be in a certain WhatsApp group or to keep up with all the millions of messages that must be pinging around all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's stressful itself, just having to keep going online and checking.
Yeah. So we're running this experiment with our kids, aren't we, at the moment?
And yeah.
10, 20 years from now, we'll find out what the result is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be too late to turn back the clock then if the experiment fails, would it?
It will, and you'll still be working by then, so you'll probably get an uptick in referrals.
Yeah, I'll be a brain in a jar. You have to come and talk to me. Hello!
I've been watching Back to the Future with my kiddies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Will in particular, I felt he was ready to watch Back to the Future. The concept of all that time travel stuff. And he loved it.
Mm.
But Biff, the character in that, is the textbook school bully. Have you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Biff, and he's kind of whacking people around the head. Yo, McFly, McFly, hello.
Yeah.
And he kind of gets his comeuppance in Back to the Future 1.
Yeah.
When, not Marty McFly, George McFly whacks him.
Mm.
Whacks him around the chops and knocks him out.
Yep.
When he's got his girdle. So that kind of makes it. So that's not my resource, but I would recommend watching Back to the Future Part 1 initially.
Yeah.
To see how to deal with a bully.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, the head teacher is a kind of bully as well, because he's a proper old school head teacher that, you know, if you're 1 second late for studies, he'll whack you around the head with a magazine.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a cool movie.
Yeah.
Have you got a resource?
Yeah, my resource is to go to ocali.org.
Ocali.
And it's actually an American site, but it lists lots and lots of websites that have all different aspects of bullying.
Okay.
And good resource, lots of interesting stuff on
it. Wicked. And in the spirit of TED, that I've just been to see in Liverpool, I found a playlist with 7 talks on bullying on the TED.com website. So yeah, there's some good ones there. Well worth a look.
Good one.
Okay, we're going to actually record another one straight away, aren't we?
We are, because it's next week already.
Yeah, but because we're masters of time travel, you won't hear it till next week.
Yeah, because it's Ree's birthday next week, so I'm away.
Ah, very good. Happy birthday, Ree, in advance. Very cool. All right, well, you have a good week.
I will, and you?
Take it easy.
Bye.
See you later.